Daily Mace is brought to you by the News End Sportsbook with cash rewards and the easiest, simplest betting experience possible. Betting just got better. Download the Zen Sportsbook app today. We'll send it down to Max Herz, who is on the ground.
Thank you, Caroline. We've got Pret's assistant GM and director of scouting, Jeff Kelty, here. Kelts, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Your two biggest days of the year are over. What is this like for you?
Well, I mean, we look forward to this every year. It's what our whole scouting group works towards. You know, they put a lot of work in and a lot of preparation, and off it comes down to these couple of days. And it's always gratifying to see what comes of it once all the work is done. So really happy for our group, and we're very pleased with the results.
Let's go back pick by pick, starting yesterday. Matt Wood, winger from UConn, 15th overall. David and Barry both made it seem like you guys were really high on him, had a top 10 level grade on him, love his shot. What do you guys like the most about his game, and how happy were you to have him at 15?
Really excited. You know, when you look at the package there, 6'4" guy that has really good offensive skills, really good instincts, knows his way around the O-zone, great release and shot. Scored a point a game as a 17-year-old in college hockey this year, which is quite rare. I mean, you could go back and look at you know, some of the guys that have done that. It's quite impressive. And then I played at the U18s for Team Canada in April and was one of their top players and top scorers. So we think there's a huge amount of upside there, huge amount of offensive talent, and had him ranked very highly. So we're really pleased to get him.
24th overall last night, defenseman Tanner Molendijk from the Saskatoon Blades. Puck-moving defenseman. How do you guys project his skating?
His skating is elite. I mean, really one of the best skaters in the draft, particularly amongst the defensemen. You know, he can play really any way you want. He can log big minutes because of the way he skates, almost kind of like a Duncan Keith used to back in the day. Defends really well because he has such great skating ability. He trusts his skating. He's highly competitive. He can move pucks. He's just going to get better and better. Another guy that we were really high on going into last night, and really pleased to get him.
And then today, your first two picks in the second round. You moved up four spots, made a trade with the Red Wings for Felix Nielsen, a Swedish forward who had a big rise later in this calendar year. What did you guys see in him that made you want to trade up for him?
Just a real complete centerman. Very, very intelligent, plays the game the right way, solid at both ends, but has a great ability to make plays. He's one of these guys that just has a natural feel with the puck on his stick, makes players around him better. He got an injury late in the season, so he did not play in the U18s for Sweden. And we really felt as a group that had he played there, he probably would have gone even higher because of the exposure that he had. So we kind of felt like we had a little bit of an inside track there because he wasn't seen late. But we had him high. You know, he got better and better for us as the year went on, and really had him earmarked as a guy that we were, obviously targeting for today. So we traded up to get him. And again, I had him rated highly. I think he has a ton of upside.
Preds assistant GM Jeff Kelty is our guest as the NHL draft just ended here in Smashville. So also in the second round, three picks after Nielsen, you guys get Kalen Lind from the Red Deer Rebels in the Western League. Kalen described himself in his interview with us as being different than every other player in the draft. Is he right? And what makes him different, and what made him draftable in that area despite being so different?
I would say he's right, and I would say what makes him different is how competitive he is. He has a unique element that you don't see as much nowadays in the game. He's got that edge to him. He's physical, gets after people, wants to impact the game in any way that he can. He's almost got a little bit of I don't know if you remember, like a Darcy Tucker back in the day, the way he used to go after people and just really injects a ton of energy into your team. Scores about a point a game in Red Deer this year, so he shows that he has offensive talent as well. When he gets bigger and stronger, he's going to be a real handful to play against and a real important part of our lineup. So, again, another guy that we talked about a lot, and we're really, really happy to get him.
Then in the third round, Finnish forward Jesse Kiiskinen. Seems like he is a puck hound, forecheck guy.
Yep.
What stood out to you guys about him in that area?
Well, just that, like you said, plays with a lot of pace, gets after it. He's got great skills, really good hands, really good execution ability. Makes plays all over the ice, you know, snaps pucks, sees the ice, sees opportunities. A guy that we really, really had rated in the second round. So when he fell to us there, we were real pleased with that.
Then at 83, Dylan McKinnon from the Halifax Mooseheads, physical big defenseman. plays with Zach LaRue up there. Yeah. What does he do physically that stood out and that you guys love?
Well, he's got some real strength and edge to him. You know, goes after people, wants to make it difficult on people. But he can play the game the way it is today. He has really good mobility. And so he's kind of your new age, you know, defender, you know, where you got to be able to move in close space and get after people. And he fits the bill with that. First pass type of guy, you know, not probably going to contribute a ton of offense, but he, you know, you look at these teams that had success in the playoffs down the stretch, your Vegas's and those types, they've got these big defensemen that defend hard and make it difficult to play against. So he fits the bill with that.
Assistant GM Jeff Kelty is our guest, recapping all the Preds picks from the NHL draft. Number 111, Joey Willis in the fourth round from the Chicago area, now with the Saginaw Spirit in the OHL. What did you guys see in him as an American playing in the CHL?
A lot of upside, a lot of offensive ability. He's got great hockey sense. He's a guy that had an injury a couple of years ago, so he missed almost an entire season. Played in Saginaw this year. If you talk to the people there, they rave about his hockey sense and his instincts. You know, maybe one of the smartest players they've ever had. Not the biggest guy, but still young in his development. As he gets bigger and stronger here, the foundation is there with the hockey sense and ability to make plays. As he gets stronger and more explosive, we think that he's got a ton of upside.
Then two overagers in the fifth round, goalie Juha Jakola from Finland, who's 20 years old, and Sutter Muzadi from RPI, American college player. Yep. Why did you guys go for two overagers there?
You know, it's just the way the draft works. You know, I think that the job is to evaluate the guys that are first-time eligible, but also be keeping track of those that have gone through drafts but are making progress, that are still eligible. I mean, that's everybody develops at a different rate. Some guys just aren't ready to be drafted their first time around, and both of these players we saw make great strides. With Jatkala, you know, we have a good inside track there, with Jani Kekalainen in Finland. And Pekka Rinne, you know, had some good insight on him as well. You know, our goalie department, Ben Vanderklop, very familiar with him. Another guy that's gotten better and better. Had a really good season in the Finnish league this year. Played in the World Juniors last year in Edmonton last summer. And then went all the way to the gold medal game and almost won gold there. So he's a guy that's gotten better and better, highly competitive. He's athletic, technically sound. You just think that he's on the upward trend. And then Muzadi, just like you said, a guy that's gotten, you know, an overager, but he's made steady progress. Had a really good year at RPI this past year. Plays in every situation. He's huge, as you can see, you know, when he came down to our table there. But he can play a lot of different ways. He's got really good sense. He makes plays, very responsible. You know, a big guy like that, you'd maybe just expect him to just be kind of like a defensive type of guy, but that's not the case. He makes plays, contributes in every situation, puts up points. So, again, another guy we think is going to keep getting better and better.
Preds AGM Jeff Kelty is our guest. Then in the sixth round, Austin Roost, an undersized player from the Everett Silvertips, high-scoring center in the Western League. Speedy, smaller guy, fun to watch him score.
Very much so, yeah. Another guy that's gone through a draft but took a huge step this year. He's a self-made type of guy. You know, his dad has been in the game and works for Tampa Bay, so he knows what it's all about. And I think you can see that with the progress that he made. He's very diligent with the way he works at it. You know, has offensive talent, put up a lot of points this year, but competes really hard. Has those elements that make you believe that a smaller player like that can make it. So he's another guy that we had targeted late, and happy to get him.
Preds did not have a seventh-round pick until original captain Tom Fitzgerald trades you guys one from New Jersey to give David Poile his final standing O of the week and as a GM in the NHL. How did that trade and that moment come to be for David?
Well, it's something we had been talking about a little bit leading up to the draft here. You know, we knew we didn't have a seventh-round pick. So, you know, we kind of wanted to think of a way to, you know, how are we going to figure this out? And we had so many picks to begin with, so we're kind of figuring how all that was going to play out, and then maybe how we'd – sometimes you make a trade within the draft and you end up with a seventh. So it's an idea that we kind of had, but we needed to see how it all played out. So as we were coming around to the sixth round, I think David had been talking to another team about just happening to get a seventh-round pick, but we weren't sure what was going to happen. So I went over to Barry and just said, you know, maybe we should start looking around here to see if we can, you know, come up with a trade and And he kind of said, well, what about Fitzy? That might be a great way to end it. So that's kind of how it turned out. And Fitzy was obviously very happy to make that trade and kind of bring it full circle here. So a really great way to end. Really a great week with the awards and the draft, but obviously, with David and his career and all that, it's something that we thought was a nice touch to all of it, and it worked out really great. It was a really nice moment.
That's awesome. And Aiden Fink was the pick there from the Alberta Junior League, who will be playing at Penn State next year. Jeff Kelty, 11 players, lots of trades. Great job this week. Thanks for doing it, and thanks for being part of this great Smashville hosting crew.
Thank you very much for having me. It was an awesome week, and we're real happy with the way it went. And all good. Looking forward to development camp.
Back to you, Caroline.
Hey, Max, before we let you go, we were able to see on the screen a standing ovation for David Poile's final pick. If you can describe the kind of the emotion and the feeling down there for David Poile's final pick after a marathon of a career in the National Hockey League.
It was so awesome, Caroline. I mean, everyone here was standing, and I'll let Jeff answer this too. You saw all the love for him in so many ways this week. To be someone who's worked so closely with him for so long, what was it like for this proper culmination to be what it was?
I thought it was, I guess, so fitting, I guess, is how I would describe it. You know, the amazing career that David's had, the impact that he's had with everybody in the game, the respect that everybody has for him. So for his final season to end it with the awards and then the draft right here in Nashville, where he's done so much and really started and grown the franchise from scratch. I don't think that he ever could have really, written it any better in terms of the setting for it all to come to the end. So it was really, really a great week and a great couple of days.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right, appreciate you guys, and absolutely a standing ovation that was deserved for a long and storied and incredible career for David Poile. Appreciate everything that he has done for the Nashville Predators organization. Coming up next, we will reset the news of the day for the Tennessee Titans and also news around the league. We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.